Mr. Muhammad Ali has just refused to be inducted into the United States Armed Forces.
It took an all-white jury less than a half hour to find Muhammad Ali guilty of all charges and specifications.
I find nothing interesting or tolerable about this man. He's a disgrace to his country, his race, and what he laughingly describes as his profession.
I'm not allowed to work here now in America. I'm not allowed to leave America.
The exile years were the worst years of me and Ali's life.
I'm not gonna help nobody get something my Negroes don't have. If I'm gonna die, I'll die then right here fighting you.
I have two alternatives. Either go to jail or go to the army. But I would like to say that there is another alternative. And that alternative is justice.
Kind of takes you back, doesn't it? The film is The Trials of Muhammad Ali. On the line with us, Bill Siegel from who knows where in the world you are, Bill, but...
In Chicago.
Okay. Good to have you with us on the line. The Trials of Muhammad Ali was part of the community cinema project here at Rocky Mountain PBS. We screened it in the community and had quite a few Muhammad Ali aficionados there. And, Bill, they came out saying, where did they get that footage? I never saw that before. So, well done, documentarian.
Thank you very much. That's great to hear. Yeah, you know, I'm a research geek, and the footage came in two waves. My first job in documentary was 23 years ago as a researcher for someone else's Ali project. So when I got back to this one about 6 or 8 years ago, I had already located a lot of the footage. And then our producer, Rachel Pekelny, brought in a whole second wave of footage that I hadn't seen before. There's no shortage of material about Muhammad Ali out there, but we were really trying to dig for footage that either had never been seen or hadn't been seen for at least 40 years, and I do think we unearthed some gems.
Well, you focus on the time of transition when he converted to Islam and Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali, and also the period of the Vietnam War when he refused to answer the draft and had his title stripped. I wonder if of the battles that he fought in the Olympics, Sonny Liston, Joe Frazier, I wonder if that Vietnam War situation was one of his toughest battles.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think collectively the battles are about him becoming himself, you know, just being recognized for his decision to take a new name. You know, Bob Dylan did it, John Wayne did it. They didn't catch nearly the blowback that Ali did for his decision, and I think that you know, there's multiple reasons for that. Partly people were freaked out, I think, by his new faith. He declared himself a Muslim, joined the Nation of Islam. And their worldview on race was also a challenge to many, certainly in white America. So, you know, the clip that you played from the trailer, you can hear the defiance and the righteousness in Ali's voice. He's not backing down. And this is not a boxing film. This is a fight film about Ali's struggle to get back into the ring and most importantly, to claim justice for the stand that he took against the war.
Our guest, Bill Siegel, director of The Trials of Muhammad Ali, which is how old?
It premiered almost exactly a year ago at the Tribeca Film Festival, so it's had a theatrical run, and now it's going to air on Independent Lens Monday at 9 o'clock in the Denver area. I hope people will tune in, and I hope they'll consider it a film for the whole family, you know, that youngsters in particular need to see the film. You mentioned even the Ali aficionados that came to the community cinema screening. For them, there was footage they hadn't seen. I think there's a whole Muhammad Ali for youngsters to discover that's in this film.
You know, that's the thing about history. You know, we're wondering, do the young people remember this? Do they know anything about this? They're facing that in Rwanda because of the 20th anniversary of the genocide there. South Africa is wondering if the young people there will remember apartheid and the struggles here in the U.S., the civil rights era. And this guy who's still alive, who's still with us, still shows up from time to time. An interesting, very interesting story to tell for young people who probably don't even know.
Yeah, I consider that to be one of my primary roles as a documentary filmmaker is to make the past relevant, to bring the past to the present, really for the sake of the future. And it can be done. I'm seeing it happen with this film. People, you know, who attend to history play an important role in serving young people going forward in exactly the ways that you're talking about. And I'm hoping this film can continue to be a part of that.
Really interesting stuff. The Trials of Muhammad Ali. He was in some big fights, and this might have been the biggest of all. Bill Siegel, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you sharing a little time, and glad to see another good documentary. Independent Lens, always a pretty good source for some untold stories. Glad you're telling this one.
Thank you very much. Monday, 9 o'clock. Hope people will tune in. Thank you.
Yeah, check your local listings. That's on Independent Lens here in Denver on Rocky Mountain PBS, Monday night at 9 p.m.